the military and other senior figures among Maduro's supporters are not going to tell the press that they're negotiating with the opposition. But many of them, indeed a clear majority, maybe almost all of them, have been doing that for the past 3 weeks. They're negotiating whether to flip to support Juan Guaido. They're negotiating whether to leave the country. We've seen a number of defections of mid-level military officials, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see in the next weeks senior military officials declare for Guaido or leave the country. Now, let's look at publicly at what China and Russia are doing. You've seen, other than, I would say, pro forma expressions of support for Maduro, they've been very quiet publicly, and I'll tell you why. Both Russia and China have tens of billions of dollars of debt owed by Venezuela. And they know, and if they don't know, I'd be happy to explain to them, that if the Guaido government takes full control of the government apparatus in Venezuela and Russia and China have propped up Maduro, that will not be viewed with favor by the legitimate, democratic, constitutional new government in Venezuela.